We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Play-by-play voice of the Santa Cruz Warriors, Kevin Dana with us. Kevin, thank you so much for your time. A lot of Warrior fans wondering what kind of player Kuminga is. I mean, when you first saw him, what really jumped out to you about him? What kind of fit do you think he is here with the Warriors?
Well, thanks for having me. And to answer your question, the very first thought when I saw him, and it didn't happen to play out the rest of the season, but the first game was against the Santa Cruz Warriors, I'm like, Jonathan Kuminga is the best player on Ignite. Now, obviously, it turned out to be Jalen Green. But that first game, he was doing it all. I mean, yeah, he had the great shot block at the end of the game against Jordan Poole to kind of save the game, seal the game there for Ignite. He was making plays, really good distributing, either in transition or in the half court, throwing backdoor bounce passes. And then, of course, the finishing around the rim. He was bullying people on the block and bullying people to get to his spot from the wing to get to the hoop. I mean, he hit a three, and I think he was just 1-for-7 from three in that game. And, yeah, that's kind of the thing that people point to. Oh, he only shot 25% from three. Yes, it's not a good percentage. The shot doesn't look terrible, though. It's just kind of one of those things with the arc where it's not always consistent. It's either a line drive, a boom ball, or somewhere in between. But that first impression, I'm like, whoa, this guy is awesome. He's the best player on Ignite. Again, Jalen Green really came on and certainly solidified him as the best prospect, solidified himself as the best prospect. But in that first kind of first knee-jerk reaction, I remember texting someone and saying, well, Kuminga's way better than Green. Now, it turned out to be wrong. But he was really impressive in that very first game.
Yeah, impressive around the hoop. A little bit of a back-to-the-basket game, the ability to drive left or right. Right, obviously, far superior at this point. But how does his size and his ability inside of 10 feet translate to the NBA where you're going to face bigger, tougher, stronger defenders, especially playing the three?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a fair question. You know, a guy who's 6'7", 6'8", it's easier to bully guys in the G League where maybe the resistance isn't priority number one. But, I mean, he has the frame to do it. He's got that Jaylen Brown comparison. I'm not saying he's going to be Jaylen Brown within 2 to 3 years, but he's got the body to be able to do it. He is a strong dude, even at 18 years old. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, but I definitely have faith in a guy who has his skill set at this early of an age and kind of this willingness at this early of an age to kind of take professional basketball players to task.
Kevin, what's your feel for his work ethic? Because I think, depending upon who you read, that's been questioned as maybe part of the reason why he's inconsistent, in addition to the fact that he's just really young and trying to figure things out.
So, I mean, kind of my knee-jerk reaction to that, someone put this on Twitter last night, and it kind of hit home for me. Anyone who traveled across the Atlantic Ocean at the age of 13 to try to better future, to try to better their future, has to have some sort of good work ethic, right? Like, the guy moved from Congo to the United States at 13 years old to try to give himself and his family a better future. Like, that guy, there's some want to right there. Now, I think maybe where the work ethic questions come into play is, like, if you'll watch some scouting tape on him, and you'll see maybe he's not always engaged defensively off the ball. He maybe at times he doesn't have the best defensive stance, but I wouldn't say that's necessarily a work ethic thing. And you know, I've read some of those reports too. I read the Sam Vecenie top 100 prospect draft kind of prep thing pretty religiously, and he was pretty high on his work ethic. So I definitely think you know, the work ethic is there. I wouldn't necessarily question that being a huge issue, especially for a guy who I don't know what the distance is between Congo and the United States, but it is not close to make that kind of move to that age.
Yes, yes. We're getting a Jonathan Kuminga scouting report from Kevin Dana, the voice of the Santa Cruz Warriors. And Kevin, based on what you've seen of Kuminga, to what extent would you say that he's still maybe developing a feel for the game?
Yeah, I think he's shown a good feel for the game in the G League. The fact that when he got himself in certain times, he got himself caught into pretty bad spots, but he was able to pass out, find open guys. There were other times where it was 1-on-3, and the ball was going up no matter what, even if there was an open teammate, especially in late shot clock situations. That's going to come with playing more basketball, for sure. But you can see that feel can certainly grow for him, because he did make some really just kind of eye-popping plays as far as in transition. I mean, there was this one play where he got a rebound, I think this was against Oklahoma City, and he threw it like maybe 70 feet, just kind of lofted it. It was kind of like a quarterback feeding a receiver streaking down the sideline, and just lofted it over the quote-unquote, you know, secondary player and gave him an easy layup. So, like, that kind of touch and that kind of feel, knowing how to make those passes and when to make those passes, it's there. It's not always there, but you can see that he has some sort of feel for the game, and that is something that can certainly be developed with just more game reps.
And feel is just a part of the overall basketball IQ. What about court awareness, court spacing, and just the general emergence of his basketball IQ? Because he's coming into a team with, you know, Steph, Draymond, Clay, Kevon, et cetera. It's a pretty smart team.
Yeah, no, it really is a pretty smart team. And I think that's just stuff that would come with would just come with game experience. I don't feel comfortable. I'm not smart enough of a basketball guy to question a guy's IQ level after, you know, having seen him play 5 to 6 games. The full-length games and seeing part of the 13 that he did play in. But I definitely think that is something when you can make kind of the high-level reads that he did make in times. Now, there were other times where he did not make good reads and he took bad shots and the decision-making wasn't there. I think that is stuff that gets ironed out with age.
Kevin Dana, voice of the Santa Cruz Warriors. Kevin, thank you so much for your insight. Thanks for your time. Hopefully you're gonna have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again very soon, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate you having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.